Hello, welcome to episode number 56 of Just My Opinion. In this episode, I'm entitled Big Business. Due to the recent breakup of the popular hip-hop podcast, No Jumper, and the reason why I'm entitled this one Business, it's because recently Adam 22 has lost several co-hosts and several contributors to his show for various reasons. One of the reasons is he decided to pivot and change his content on his podcast, open up lanes instead of just being in the hip-hop genre, to different type of genres. In which he interviewed a former neo-Nazi or neo-Nazi. And he had a debate. There's a guy there to argue the points for the minorities against the neo-Nazis. Now, a few of his co-hosts were African-American, and they contribute a lot to his show and bring a lot to his show. His former co-hosts. And one of the problems and reasons why they were upset, because they couldn't see the reason why he would have someone of this guy ill on his program, on his platform. And they felt as though, why wasn't we talked about? Or why wasn't we consulted about it? He didn't tell them he was having them up there. He just went on and had them up there. In which that's not an issue to me. It's his platform. It's his business. He does as he wants with it. If he want to have a neo-Nazi up there, have him up there. Now, me, myself, personally, I think it was, you could have consulted or told them, look, I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to have this guy up here today. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to interview him. We're going to date him. But by not telling the African-American co-hosts, and you not having none of them available to be on your podcast that day, I think it looks bad. I think it gives a bad message and signal. To your African-American co-hosts. But I also believe it's his platform. You guys are employees. You don't have to consult or tell y'all anything what he's going to do with his program, his platform. He just doesn't. Because when you own something and you're responsible for paying the checks and paying the people on the podcast, you make the decisions. The buck stops with you. Now, would it have been common courtesy for him to reach out to his co-host and tell his co-host? Yes. I think that would have been common courtesy, and it would have been the right thing to do, in my opinion. But do we have to do it? He doesn't have to do it. There's a boss and there's an employee. You guys was employees. Even though you bought volume to the podcast and you helped the podcast grow and you contribute, he's a boss. This is his platform. If you don't like how he's running his platform, then go out and start your own platform. And which they have done, and I wish them the best of luck in the future with their platform, and hopefully they continue to grow. And I applaud them for that. You can't get mad because he had a guest on his platform. And they saying, why wasn't none of them up there to interview or debate this neo-Nazi guy? And I say, that was smart on Adam's behalf. You don't want a neo-Nazi and black folks on the same stage, because it's a possibility it may get violent. And that's something that nobody wants. So to quell that situation, you don't have him on that day. That's something I can understand. Because will you be able to sit there and listen to this man being ignorant and vile, his views towards minorities, gays, women, Jews, Catholics, anything, and not be upset and not feel as though you want to put hands on it and touch it? So I think Adam, by not allowing them to be on the platform that day, I think that was smart. I think that's responsible. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I see he stopped the potential incident from happening. It's his platform. He does as he wishes with his platform. Also, would I have had him on my platform? No. I'm not going to give you a chance to reach more people with your ignorance, prejudice, and bias. I'm not going to give you a platform for you to spew your hate, for you to get your ideas out to more people and your views out to more people. Nah. Because I don't respect your views. I don't respect nothing he has to say. I think it's just bigoted and biased towards others. Whether it's gays, Jews, Catholics, blacks, anyone. So I wouldn't let him get on my platform and speak. But that's just me. Adam feel as though he's going in a different direction. He want to do different things. So that's what he did. My whole thing is, if you're an employee, you can't tell someone how to run their business. You can make some suggestions, because I'm not saying that your suggestions can't help my business grow and go to another level. But in the end, it all comes down to who's running the business. And Adam 22 is running the business. And if he decides, I want to have this guy on my platform, he don't have to consult you. He don't have to allow you to be on the platform that day to confront and debate that person. He just doesn't. I'm not taking Adam 22's side. Taking the side was right. Like I said, would I allow a neo-Nazi on a platform that I have something to do with? Nah. We don't hear none of your hatred, your hateful views towards anyone. And I'm not going to give you a platform for you to skew your views out to millions of people. But that's just me. But if I own the platform, I have the right to do what I want to do. Now, I'm not saying this is the only reason why his co-host left. There's supposed to be other reasons too. But this is one of the biggest reasons that I heard them talking about. And it was upset. How could you interview a neo-Nazi and that and the third? I get that point and I understand that point. But I also understand Adam 22's point. I also understand it's his business. He does as he pleases with his business. And I applaud his cause for walking away and getting their own platform and their own program. And I wish them the best of luck. I think, Adam, you're losing all this. Yeah, you gained some views and some likes, but you lost two to three talented co-hosts that can help your business grow and go in a different direction. Thanks, like, share, and comment. Also, I can be seen on YouTube at Derek Bullock, Just My Opinion. Thank you.